When the doors of the Broad Street Ministry open 4 days a week, there's no way to tell how many people will be dropping by for a meal.
We don't have a client list, and we don't have a finite number of people that we're willing to serve, because the reality is some days there's greater need than others.
That's Bill Golderer, the convening minister at Broad Street Ministry. He, his staff, as well as pastors and volunteers have helped some of Philadelphia's most vulnerable, trying to reconnect them with society.
If you have a yellow personal care card, you can head on down to the...
People may come for the meal, but it's the mail, the community, and the support and social services offered by the ministry that keeps them coming back. But finding a sustainable source of money so Broad Street can operate 7 days a week has been a challenge. Luckily, the ministry is all about friends, like Steve Cook, a partner in Federal Donuts, which is as famous for its fried chicken as it is for its sweets. Originally, Cook thought of making soup from the extra chicken parts that were otherwise going to waste and donating it to the ministry.
And since we're pretty good at turning chickens into profits, we came up with the idea of taking that byproduct, which are the backs and bones of the chickens, turning that into soup, and then using the profits from that soup to funnel back into Broad Street's hospitality efforts.
Cook and the Federal Donuts crew have teamed up with the Broad Street Ministry to launch the Rooster Soup Company.
Broad Street is not a soup kitchen, so to provide them with gallons and gallons of soup would sort of reinforce the wrong idea about what they do. They're not about efficiency, feeding people, getting them in and getting them out. They're about bringing people in and helping them get back on their feet with the vital social services that they provide.
At Broad Street Ministry, there are no lines or food trays. People are welcomed, seated, and served, which makes their approach vastly different than many groups that feed hungry and homeless people. In 2013, they served over 50,000 meals, distributed nearly 12,000 bags of personal care items like deodorant and toothpaste, and offered mail services to over 2,000 citizens. These numbers are nearly double the year before, and on track to double again by 2016, and those services don't come cheap, which is where the Rooster Soup Company would come in.
We wanted to find a way for the community to get involved, so it's not just from us to Broad Street, it's from us to Rooster Soup Company, to the community coming in, eating lunch, and knowing that by just eating lunch, something they do every day, they can contribute to helping a problem that affects us all, which is hunger and homelessness.
To raise the $150,000 needed to launch, Rooster Soup Company began a Kickstarter campaign. The public is asked to donate to the startup funds and then continue supporting the mission by patronizing the business. Ultimately, says Bill Golderer and his congregation, it's all about feeding the hungry and loving thy neighbor.
Buying your lunch is a way of voting for a different kind of Philadelphia.
If successful, Rooster Soup Company will be the first business set up specifically to support a separate nonprofit. With about 2 weeks to the Kickstarter deadline, the fate of the venture is relying on the generosity of strangers. I'm Marilyn D'Angelo, WHYY News.